Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN. Presented by the Windjammer Restaurant and Upper Deck Pub. Local, fresh, and Burlington's original steak and seafood restaurant. Now, here's your host, Brady Farkas.
What's up, everybody? Brady Farkas, Champlain Valley Game Night on a Wednesday here on 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com, and the 101.3 ESPN app. We are playing basketball tonight, Jason. What are the teams going to be? Two-on-two with me, Arnie, you, and intern Sam? There's nobody there that's tall enough to guard me, so what are the teams?
I don't know. I was just going to shoot a lot of threes and apologize later.
We were probably just better off playing 21, not even playing two-on-two.
Nah, 21 sucks.
21 is fun when you're good at it, like I am.
You're gonna be good at 2-on-2. What's your point?
When you can hit threes and get rebounds and shoot foul shots, then 21's a great time. You know what also is great around the world? Let's just play shooting games the whole time.
Let's play knockout. Big fan of knockout.
Arnie wouldn't be able to move.
Well, I mean,
although it would be something that you could beat him at.
Yeah, finally, he beats me at everything we do.
How does he beat you at 1-on-1?
I'm just not very good. I told you the guys on the gym
but
were
Arnie
the
is
guys. Yeah, but
Arnie is Arnie.
Yeah, but he drives on me and he's got a little bulk to him, so
he drives on you.
It's more of a back down.
I have never seen Arnie take a shot inside 20 feet.
It's more of a back down, really.
It's embarrassing. Your brother lost to him twice.
And my brother's good.
Well, obviously, no offense to your brother, but obviously, if Arnie beat him twice.
I don't know what it was. One of the biggest upsets I've seen in my life.
What would be a bigger upset, your brother losing to Arnie or Mayweather-McGregor?
Oof. Mayweather-McGregor. Only because, you know, only about four people care about the game between Arnie and my brother.
Arnie, your brother, you, and who's the fourth?
Oh, we were playing with Shay.
Oh, so it was... So, but Arnie did play one-on-one with your brother also?
Yeah, because we were waiting for Shay to get there. He was finishing hockey, so we were playing one-on-ones and just rotating out.
Arnie spends all this money for Shay to go to basketball or go to hockey camps and showcases, and then he lets him play two-on-two with you guys where he could roll an ankle and never play hockey again?
He's a physical player. He's bony. You know, he just puts his arm out and drives. There's a foul on every play, but I keep the whistle in my pocket.
I'm just saying, I can't believe Arnie lets him do that. I would think he's got him in bubble wrap when he's off the ice. Look, I'm going to do something that I think I've never done, really. I have to give a little social commentary here. I really think in the 2.5 years I've been in this business and the maybe 2 years that I've had a show or been on a show or been a part of a show, I don't know that I've ever really given social commentary. And we're off the air at 6:20 today, and we're giving you the Red Sox lineups, so it won't last long, I promise that. I'm watching the 30 for 30 last night on Reggie Lewis, and... Reggie Lewis died on the court, and Jason, I don't know if you knew the story of Reggie Lewis until we told it a little bit earlier.
No, I didn't. I knew Len Bias, but I didn't know about Reggie Lewis.
So Reggie Lewis played for the Celtics, was a great player in the, you know, what wasn't the America East Conference yet, but it became the America East Conference. Died on the floor, and people said that he had heart problems, maybe from cocaine use. And I'm watching last night, and I forget who it is. I don't even know. Somebody in Lewis's camp, or maybe even with the Celtics, said that they, you know, basically that people were going after Lewis and saying he was using cocaine because he was African-American. And so this is in 1993 we're talking about his death. This is 24 years ago where we've got a racial stereotype there about drug use. I was watching the 30 for 30 a couple of weeks ago on the Celtics-Lakers rivalry. And there was Isaiah Thomas. Basically, the Celtics had to beat the Pistons at one point. And there was a comment that Isaiah Thomas made about Larry Bird, you know, being a white player. And this is back in the 80s. And I know there's racial issues in the country, and there has been since the country was invented.
Before that.
Since before that. But you would like to think that at some point in the last 30 years, we wouldn't be in the exact same spot we are now. Race mattered in when I watched it in 1985 or whatever it was when Thomas made those comments about Bird. It mattered in 93 when we had to say that Reggie Lewis is being, you know, looked at for cocaine use because he was African-American. And I go on ESPN.com today and I hear Stephen A. Smith saying that Steph Curry can make more of an impact than LeBron James in the inner cities because he's light-skinned and therefore viewed differently than LeBron James, who's darker-skinned. I'm just tired of race mattering. Like, isn't that... We've got all these issues in society. And this is one of them. I know racism exists. I know stereotyping exists. And I'm just tired of it. Like, why can't these people be great athletes or be great people or be great at what they do? 30 years removed from the Larry Bird, Isaiah Thomas comments, we're having the same type things. And even yesterday, undefeated releases, 50 greatest black athletes. We talk about Zach Zenner, the running back for the Lions. What's the first thing we heard about him? Oh, he's a white running back. What's the first thing we're going to notice about Christian McCaffrey? Oh, he's a white running back. What's the first thing you notice about P.K. Subban? Oh, he's an African-American hockey player. I'm tired of these things mattering. I'm tired of them being pointed out. I'm tired of hearing, this is a black quarterback, or this is a black head coach, or this is a, LeVar Ball saying you can't win with three white players. I'm tired of hearing that this basketball player is the great white hope. I'm tired of hearing those things. They shouldn't matter. I don't care if it's Jimmer Fredette, Tim Tebow, and Tyler Hansbrough are white players. I don't care. They're just players, and they were good at what they did, and they were good for the time they needed to be good. Tebow was great in college. Hansbrough was great in college. Jimmer was great in college. Okay, I don't care about that stuff anymore. I'd like to think that we were past that. I'd like to think that we were past that once the barrier gets broken down, I'd like to think we're past that. I'd like to think I don't have to hear about, oh, another white rapper. Eminem already broke the barrier. Let's just leave it at that. I'm just tired of it mattering. I mean, I'm watching these 30 for 30s, and we're looking at 1985. We're looking at 1993. And the same comments I feel like I could hear right now. And there just feels like there should be something wrong with that. There just feels like there should be something wrong with that. Champlain Valley Game 9 on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Another thing that's wrong with society is something that I contributed to myself this morning. I have an issue with society, and then I found myself doing the exact same thing today. I was listening to Floyd Mayweather's comments, and Floyd Mayweather, Jason, basically said that it doesn't matter if he loses to Conor McGregor because he's making so much money. Give me Floyd Mayweather number three.
I'm going to walk out that ring with my head high. I'm a fighter.
What about your hand? Is your hand going to be raised high?
I'm going to walk out the ring happy. Losing is never in my mind. I just say things can happen.
And if it happened and Floyd Mayweather walked out with a stain on his record, it wouldn't affect you. God, you'd be all right.
My mother and my children are still going to love me the same way. I'm still going to have the same lavish lifestyle. Life going to go on. They're going to move on to the next.
So Floyd Mayweather basically says, it doesn't matter if I lose. It's all about money. He even said before that quote, you know, right before that, he said, no loser makes $100 million. Okay, no loser makes the money that we're going to make for this fight. So win or lose, it doesn't really matter to Floyd. And that bothered me at first. That really bothered me at first. I was like, man, this is supposed to be a sport. It's supposed to be about competition. It's supposed to be what we think sports is and what it's supposed to represent. It's supposed to be, we're supposed to think that this means something athletically. We're supposed to mean that records matter, that 50-0 potentially matters to us, so it should matter to Floyd Mayweather. And the reality is that it doesn't. And that angered me at first. But then I thought to myself, I told you a half hour ago that Josh Rosen's comments, while I disagreed, they didn't bother me because we complain about Bill Belichick saying nothing. We complain about Tom Brady or Russell Wilson being robotic in their answers with the press. We complain about that all the time. And here's somebody in Floyd Mayweather, and here's somebody in Josh Rosen that are giving us authentic answers. And the problem with society is this. Everyone preaches, be honest, be yourself, be true to yourself, be accepting, be tolerant. As long as you're saying what we want to hear, that's where it's okay. Go through, I promise you, we all know this, right? Go through your Facebook page. You've got a lot of angry people there posting things. I promise you, there's a lot of angry people on your Facebook page and my Facebook page posting things. And they're all preaching tolerance, and they're all preaching why we should understand their side of things. But the moment the guy comments underneath and says something totally opposite, then it's no longer okay to have an opinion. No matter what the topic is, we're okay with openness. We're okay with honesty as long as it's comfortable for us. I said this a long time ago. Richard Sherman. Remember the Aaron Andrews thing with Richard Sherman where he screamed out, "I'm the best, don't test me," all that?
Yeah.
People didn't like that at first. And Colin Cowherd said it, and this is where I developed it from. Colin said it first, and I took it and believe it. We complain about monotony in our answers. We complain about the mundaneness of athletes. And then they go and give something authentic, and it makes us uncomfortable.
Well, I think there's a difference between being okay with them saying it, which is, I think, where everybody should be at, even if you're not, and being upset by the comment. I think being upset by the comment is different. You're reacting to what exactly was said, but you should be okay with honesty 100% of the time.
Floyd Mayweather, I hated his answer. I hated that he said that. To me, it took a fight that I already knew was cheap, and it cheapened it even more. It makes it totally irrelevant to me. I'm still going to watch it because it's my job. It's my job to watch it, and it's my job and Arnie's job and your job to stay on top of what people care about. But the fight is totally cheapened to me because now I took a suspicion that it was about money and it was a gimmick, and now I know it's only a gimmick. So I hate the sentiment in it, but I'm not mad that he said it. I appreciate that he was honest. I appreciate that. I'm not going to crucify Floyd Mayweather for saying that, and this is what's wrong with society. I was okay with Josh Rosen saying it. I'm okay with Floyd Mayweather saying it. I happen to disagree with both perspectives that they gave.
I'm okay with both of them saying it, and I disagree with both of them, but you're with me. You like that they're able to say what they want, and that's honestly, if we're getting political here, that's what makes this country great. You could say whatever you want. You could have an opinion.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, is that my first reaction when I heard Rosen's comments were, I'm okay with it. I disagree, but I'm okay with it. And then I heard Mayweather's comments, and I was like, you know what? That makes me mad. And I'm like, you know what?
It can make you mad, but you could be okay with him saying it because he has the right to say it.
Yes, he does have the right to say it. And it just that's what's wrong with society also, is that everyone's okay with everyone saying things as long as it makes them comfortable, as long as it makes them okay with it. And it needs to be the other way. Agree, disagree, you got to respect the people's right to be honest. And you have to be okay and even appreciate when they give you an honest answer. I don't love what Floyd Mayweather said. I think it cheapens sports, and I think it takes away a lot of our sporting innocence. If your kids out there, now how many kids are really into Mayweather and McGregor? Probably not many, because boxing is a huge in MMA. At the young impressionable kid level, probably not big yet as a youth sport. But for the kids out there, I remember when my sporting innocence was taken away. When Alex Rodriguez signed for $252 million with a last-place team, that's what took away my sporting innocence. I thought it was all about, hey, we want to win championships, and teams want to be good, and everyone wants the fans to be happy. And that contract right there showed me it's a business. This shows me it's a business and a business only to these guys. I don't know what McGregor thinks of this fight. I don't know if he actually really wants to win, but I honestly don't think that Mayweather cares. I don't think Mayweather cares that if he goes 49-1 instead of 50-0, I don't think it bothers him. And that bothers me.
What about the fact that he's losing to a guy that's not a boxer?
I don't know that it matters to him. I don't know that it matters to us. We'll talk about it from a sports standpoint, but I don't know that it matters to Floyd Mayweather. And that bothers me as a sports fan, but it doesn't bother Mayweather, so I don't know why I should care either. You want to get in 802-655-6672. Jason, we got a call on the phone line. Who we got?
Yeah, you want to go to Jim in Essex?
All right, let's go to Jim in Essex. Jim, how you doing? It's Champlain Valley Game Night. What's going on, Jim?
Good. Hey, I like what you're saying a lot. I agree on the general principle completely. I think McGregor's fronting a little bit when he says losing isn't going to bother him.
You mean Mayweather?
But he's also able to dry his tears with $100 million or whatever he's going to make from it. So,
well, hey, Jim, I appreciate you getting in. We'll get to the Red Sox lineups in a minute. Now, he means Mayweather is saying that losing doesn't matter to him. I want it. You're honestly, and this is bad of me to feel this way. You remember what happened when Ronda Rousey lost? When she lost to Holly Holm, she not only was she physically injured, but she was talking about, she was in a dark place. Now, I don't want a loss to take anybody to suicidal places. But I told you this about Jimmy Garoppolo last week. I want a negative performance. I want it to matter to you because it matters to us, the fans. I want it to matter to you. I wish I had the chance to be a pro athlete and get upset about a loss. I wish I was given that chance. And when you have it and you slough it off, it bothers me. Mayweather is going to, I don't think he'll lose, but if he loses or if he doesn't win fast enough, he's not going to care because he's got his money. And that bothers me. But he was honest, and I appreciate that he had some honesty in it as well. It's Champlain Valley Game Night here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. We'll get you those Red Sox lineups, Sox and Tampa in Tampa. Jake Odorizzi is on the mound for the Tampa Bay Rays. Jason, who's on the mound for the Sox? Oh, it's Rick Porcello, 5-14 with a 4.70 ERA. He's pitched better of late, a 4.70 ERA. When you talk about the rate of home runs being hit, 4.70 is not as bad as it sounds. It's not as bad as it sounds. He's pitched better of late. His best outing of the year was at Tropicana Field this year on July 8th when he allowed one run on 6 hits, struck out 7, and went 8 innings. Lineup for the Sox, Eduardo Nunez is at third, Andrew Benintendi in left, Mookie Betts in right, Hanley Ramirez the DH, Mitch Moreland at first, Xander Bogaerts at short, Brock Holt at second, Sandy Leon is catching, and Jackie Bradley Jr. is in center. Corey Dickerson's in left for the Rays, Brad Miller is at second, Evan Longoria at third, Logan Morrison the DH, Steven Souza Jr. in right, Trevor Plouffe at first, Wilson Ramos the catcher, Malik Smith in center, Adani Hechevarria is at short. Jake Odorizzi, 6-4 with a 4.47, is on the mound. Want to remind everyone about our friends over at KL Sports. Starting this Thursday, KL Sports, you know it maybe is the North Face store. It's the KL Mountain Shop in downtown Burlington, is going out of business. Absolutely everything must go. Save an incredible 20-50% off everything in the store, including mountain hardware, North Face ski jackets, ski pants, fleece, shoes, winter accessories, and much more. Hurry in before everything sells out at the KL Mountain Shop going out of business sale. 90 Church Street, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8, Sunday, 11 to 6. Look for the orange and yellow signs. Again, that starts on Thursday. Hey, thanks for everybody for listening today. Thanks to Pat O'Connor of the Travis Roy Foundation Wiffle Ball Tournament for joining us in studio. We'll get to that interview online here momentarily if you missed any of it. We'll see you tomorrow from the Poorhouse. Go to bat with Labatt. We're giving away a pair of Yankee tickets. You all asked for non-Red Sox tickets for non-Red Sox fans, so we're hooking it up. Yankee tickets tomorrow at the Poorhouse. We'll be there from 4 until 7, so come hang out with us there. And then Friday, we'll be playing in the Travis Roy Foundation Wiffle Ball Tournament. We'll have a bunch of great local guests on site with us on Friday. Cannot wait for that. Congrats to intern Caleb. He made it through a full summer with us. Thanks for all your help. For Jason, Arnie, I'm Brady. We'll tell you about our hoop game tomorrow, 101.3 ESPN.